holding a similar Mishnah test. Sivda was a holding Mishnah Berurah, so cut Mishnah base. Now, the Ramah came along and made this Pshara. He said that we have the two sheets. One says whether it's a Tanah Shiach or a Tanah Sibur, you're not Mashlim. One says that you by both of them you are Mashlim. And the Ramah said by Tanah Shiach you're not Mashlim, and by Tanah Sibur you're Mashlim. So by Sarvat Tavis comes out to be Erev Shabbos, which it can. So the law is that you would have to wait until Tesek HaKom before you would eat. You daven Marv earlier, but you have to wait until Tesek HaKom before you eat. Tanis Yachid, Chav Beis. Tanis Yachid Nikra Misha Kibul Al Atzmer Lihisanas Berav Shabbos Zeh. A person was Makabal, specifically this Erev Shabbos. Or Shadarka Lihisanas B'chol Erev Shabbos. Or Erev Shkodesh Shechal Lihis B'Erev Shabbos. His derech is to be misana on Erev Shabbos in general, or he's derech to be misana on Erev Shkodesh, and Erev Shkodesh came out to be out on Erev Shabbos. Okay, so Han oisim anoshim she'en oimrim yom kippur katan yom hei shalafonov. Deil oimrim misana gam kem yom hei eli rabbis simon top yuches. So there's a minute called Yom Kippur Katan, which you say Erev Rosh Chodesh. What would it be if Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos? Do you say Yom Kippur Katan on Erev Shabbos? Or do you say it on Thursday? So you say it on Thursday, you fast on Thursday. If you say it on Friday, you would fast on Friday. So if there's a Malkin with a Derech to say it on Friday, this person has been dying to fast, not only to say Yom Kippur Katan, but to fast on the day of Yom Kippur Katan. And Yom Kippur Katan falls out on Erev Shabbos, he fasts on Erev Shabbos. Person has a minute to misana on the yard site, and the yard site came out to be Erev Shabbos. So that's considered a tainus, that's his personal tainus that he has, and now it's Erev Shabbos. And what does he do? So the Rambam says, you're not mashlim. Chav Sivan, even Chav Sivan was, like the Mishnah Berurah mentioned in the previous Mishnah Berurah, Chav Sivan really was a day which was Niskabel by a large part of Klal Yisrael. That was a day which one of the worst massacres of Tach V'Tach took place. So on Chav Sivan, there was in Poland, Greater Poland, they took that, after the Gzeres Tach V'Tach was over, they took that as a day of Slichus and Tainus. They actually composed special slichas that they said for Chav Sivan. So Chav Sivan falls out to be an Erev Shabbos. So even though it's not just one individual, the Shabbos said, but since it's not Klal Yisrael, it's a specific group in Klal Yisrael that has a din like a Tainus Yachid. Oh, Arish Misana Tanezim Hamavurim B'Simon Tov Kuf Pei. There are certain Tanezim which are mentioned in Simon Tov Kuf Pei, the different Tanezim of Tzadikim, etc. So all those have a din of a Tainus Yachid. Okay. Kazim Bogan Rom, the Imisana B'chol Erev Shabbos. If this person, we saw in Sif Gimel, there was a Derech Anshei Ma'isa to be Misana Erev Shabbos. Every Erev Shabbos they'd be Misana. So the person, the Rishabur brought that many Achronim disagree with and should not do that. But let's say the person followed the Shulchan Aruch, and he undertook to do this, the fast Erev Shabbos. So, and the Hishlim Pamrishan, the first time he fasted Erev Shabbos, he waited till Tesek HaKom before he ate. Sarach Linu Kein La'olam. So, there's a din of, if a person undertakes to do a Maisa Mitzvah, one time, with intent to continue, he's mechuyev to continue that mitzvah for as a din of a neder from now on. So a person starts. We mentioned this, right? It's not a neder of the rice. It's a neder of the rabbanu. I'm going to say the person starts doing a mitzvah, a dabar toiv, not even a dabar toiv. He does it three times. If he does it because he believes that he's mechuyev to do it, and he finds out he's not mechuyev to do it, that's not a neder. Person knows he's not mechuyev to do it, and does it anyway. So that's a form of a neder. So if he did it three times, even though he had no intent to continue, but by doing it three times, he set up that he's mechuyev to do it, continue to do it. if he did it once with intent to continue, even though he did not speak out any form of a neder, it gets a din of a neder. So this person planned to fast every Erev Shabbos. Let's say for that example. The sheet of the tour, you're supposed to fast Erev Shabbos. And the first time he did it, he waited until Tetzach Chavim Badafka, not because he wasn't there. Before available, he waited until Tetzach Chavim Badafka to be mashal the Titans, make sure he fulfilled the full Titans. So he's been makabel to do this, like the sheet of the Machaber, that you can't break your fast early. So now he's mechuyev to continue and do that every Erev, from now on, every Erev Shabbos. We assume that unless he spoke out, you know, I'm doing it this one time, but I don't intend to continue this from now on every time to be mashlim. This one time I want to be mashlim. But if, however, he didn't speak that out, we assume he meant this is how he's going to do it from now on. So it becomes incumbent upon him to do so. Therefore, the best eitzah is the first time that it comes on Erev Shabbos is not to be mashlim, because of Ramah. Because actually, historically, Hashem told me this way, he will not have this pressure that he must always do that. Now, what about the following? So this is ultimately, let's say that the first time he has this time is occur in his life was an Erev Shabbos. And he wasn't, and he was mashlim, so he must continue to be mashlim. He wasn't mashlim, so he doesn't have to be mashlim later on. What about the first time that this fast occurred in his life? It was not an Erev Shabbos. It was on a Tuesday. V'imitchilaka shehizchol disanos yerem shemes ba'ovi v'imoy or erev shkodesh or shart ha'nesim anau chal b'chol. If the first yahrzeit for his parents came out to be not an Erev Shabbos, it came out to be on a week, regular weekday. So, a regular weekday, you see, we have to. You have to be mashlim. Now it comes next year, a few years later, and it's Erev Shabbos. So what does he do? Right. So do you say, in a case where he started Erev Shabbos and he was mashlim, so he clearly intends to continue to be mashlim every year. He started Erev Shabbos and he wasn't mashlim, so then there was a neder that he has to be mashlim. Here he made it as it were a neder by during the weekdays being mashlim, but we could say maybe had he thought about Shabbos, he would have said, but not Shabbos. So he never meant that the anhaga that he was undertook to be mashlim should anyway be mechayiv of him when it comes to Erev Shabbos. So what do you do? Some say, listen, that's how you started, that you got to go weiter. When he did it the first time, he planned to continue to always do till says. He did not in any way say any tanai that Erev Shabbos is different. So he meant that this is going to be my minute to be mashlim. I now fall to Erev Shabbos. Okay, so now you have to be mashlim Erev Shabbos. Yemoshe hits a befeir, shayt not to let his son can learn. V'yesh cholkim azeh. However, there is those who argue that say, Silu de bistamat lo kibbal alatsum ala hashtim after Erev Shabbos. He didn't really, in the back of his mind, it's lurking, you know, Erev Shabbos, I'm not going to do this. Yeah, right now it's a regular weekday, and I'm going to be mashlim. But Erev Shabbos, if this was not Erev Shabbos, I'm not going to do that. We assume that as if he made it tonight, he never had to ask for that. Okay, sorry, therefore, we can, in a case where a person is uncomfortable from the fast, he'd be able to say on the sheet that you can break the fast earlier. Okay, that by Tanis Chalom, however, you have to wait till Seisach Chachavim. Afilu Hayesharim Hanal Mada Bezat. Even the opinion which says the remark quoted that you're not mashlim by Tanis Chalom, you are. Why? Afilu B'Shabbos Atzma Yochel Lisan Lahaskol B'Lisan Es Tanis Chalom. A person can start a Tanis Chalom on Shabbos and fast on intentionally fast on Shabbos for the Tanis Chalom. So we hear where the main fast was Arab Shabbos, and this is just to be matched on a lightly, of course he should. There's some who say that even at Tanis Chaloyim, that's your Ashlama, like you said before. Once you become a Shabbos, it's a new ball game. So you finished your day. But Abba Kranim is Kimo Ima Shokon Orch, the Kain Lahakabaz. Kimo Shumitne, Asakona, Lavatla, Lavara Chalim Ra, Shemelo Yer, Lavatla, Imoy Shiashim Adalila. We don't take chances by a Chalim, by Tanis Chaloyim. And therefore, you would have to, you should not be making, you should fast all the way to the Lila. Now I want to point out, I want to go back on one thing over here. There's a Bir Halacha, which is on Sif Beis. It starts off on page Yudalad, which is, it starts off with the bottom line, the word Mutter, and continues way long down, page 28. Long Bir Halacha. I just want to point out one thing over here. So he deals with the following question. That a person, there was this custom, which some people have till this day, they make Kiddush, let's say Arab Shabbos, they make Kiddush. And not Arab Shabbos, I mean Shabbos morning, they make Kiddush. And instead of washing right away, they eat some Zarnis, and then they wash. So now, if it's a case where you have, there's a clearly distinct, two different, there was a person makes Kiddush, eats some Zionists, then he sits and learns, does something else, goes for a walk, he comes back, it's one thing. But here they mamash, they go straight. They make Kiddush, Zionists, and they wash with a suit. So the question is that appropriate? Some Hasidim have that many, right? Is that appropriate? So he has two issues. He has one issue of the issue is eating a suit of Shabbos Latayavim. By doing this, you're going to damage your appetite for the meal. You're not yet to the meal with eating those mezuzahs. So here you are, as it were, actively undermining. If we're having this whole thing over here about Arab Shabbos, some people were fasting Arab Shabbos. They should eat the suit of Shabbos l'tayoven. And we tell you not to be kaveh a suit Arab Shabbos because you eat Shabbos l'tayoven. So we're not even allowing you to hours before Shabbos, eat something because we're afraid you should have Shabbos not with the oven. And I hear the guys going on Shabbos and like Madafka, destroying his appetite. How can you do such a thing? So that's one problem that he has with it. The second problem he has with it is he gets involved in Brachos and Tzricha. Right? So a person making Batsim, if he'd wash right away, the these are types of items which during the meal would not require a Bracha. So had he washed right away, there'd be no need for a Bracha. So here, instead of washing right away, including them in the meal, and not making another bracha, he's eating them outside of the context of the meal. So he's creating a bracha which is not necessary. So it's a bracha shen tzricha, which is inappropriate to do. So let's just see inside. Okay. So it's the first part we talks about it. Kasa b'darkei Moshe b'shem Arzurua. It's about, I would say, 25. It's the first word in the line. It's all the lines. The only word, line, one word, line starts with the word kasav. Kasav darkei Moshe. It's about 20 plus lines down. Kasav darkei Moshe b'shem Arzurua. It's a lechus suda Shabbos l'teyov. So the Arzurua, which the Baal HaTosis says, it's a mitzvah to eat the suda l'teyov. And therefore, me'achad the ikar asuda hu alechem. The main meal is when you wash and eat the bread. Also, they call grimzel b'shabbos kadam asura. So grimzel was a type of mezarnis that they used to make. You shouldn't eat it before the meal. So you're going to undermine your suda shabbos. But Darkei Moshe shachalakolob. Darkei Moshe disagrees. Do anan kaim alon do oichu b'harlik afilam in a mincha l'malat shetechshav. Ken shvamino do loy chashin l'teyoven. So the Darkei Moshe says, we find there's a Gemara in Pesachim in Arab Shabbos. A person started a meal earlier. He can continue the meal into Shabbos. At some point, he covers up with the bread, makes the Kiddush, and continues the meal. But you continue the meal for Arab Shabbos. How are you doing that? You're eating a meal Arab Shabbos, which means you don't mind that the meal should not be the Teyov. Amagan Avram, his Gemara Zerua. He says, the heat that came along to Rabbi Yosi, the more to lechol achar mincha, you're allowed to make a meal erev Shabbos after mincha. Skip the brackets. Next line. Hurak mishum ein lahakmar la mibayu mishum b'chashash latiyav. But he has man sura Shabbos. You're there, mamash, by sura Shabbos. I understand, erev Shabbos, you want to eat something. He's like, well, what's that? If you eat now, you're not going to have appetite tonight. Right now, I'm hungry. You know what? This is fine. Eat something. But you're there by the sura Shabbos already. You're on Shabbos. Kamar b'rissim one of the mitzvah lechol latiyav. He agrees with that. Vim Kane, skip the brackets. Next line. Kima dikra suru alechem. And lechol grimzul, v'shar minu mezonis b'chai gavna mikoidim. K'nei shei toiv lechem. Okay. Fine. So that's one argument the Magen Avraham says, that Urza was right. Next line. Mekoyim esunadun l'yadayim kodim kira shalakos. Pshita da'osu lechol kodim amoytzi k'nei shalom yehemsik rabin t'ntilo amoytzi. There is a minhag some people have. They would wash and then kiddush and then say hamotzi. So wash, make kiddush, eat mezaydus and then hamotzi. No, that's a hefsek. Va'ayin shel oyd shehiksha dehugram bracha shein atzricha. You're adding an extra bracha. We can also lahakti berachas berim mezaydus. Cut him the berachas hamotzi. And also, you have a choice to say mezaydus and hamotzi. You're supposed to say hamotzi first. Okay. Vehine. We don't wash beforehand, so we don't have sickish. So the minute people sit down, they make kiddush, they eat mezonos, then they wash for a meal. So there's such a minig. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, I'll explain to you why people did have such a minig. Some people are machmer not to do this. Okay, because of Zebrach Shulchan Aseshitim, Kabbalim Lekuliyam and Lochan Laharish Lomar Ali Kresim Mishar Malkolas Kedem Shulchan Shabbos. Sudas Pas. So, but everybody should agree that you shouldn't fill yourself up. That's for sure true. So the mice of the meaning is to be makel. Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Mishnah Berurah says, doesn't quote what the explanation is. Shulchan Aruch Rav says, gives an explanation what's shot in the minhag, why they're makel. And he says, if a person happens to find these, that he enjoys the mezonos, not during the, as an appetizer before the meal, let's say, Pasha, he enjoys it in this order. So that would allow him to be makel, mitzad the oinig that he gets out of it. So that's not called bracha netzricha. This is for you how you want to enjoy your meal. That's all bracha netzricha. So that's how that's what he argues.
Doesn't address the issue of bracha achrona. You don't make a bracha achrona. You're going to go right to washing.
He does not address the mishabur. Does not address the over here the issue of bracha achrona. The mishabur before in Simon Kufayin Zion dealt with the issue of what do you do in the situation. Of if you're going straight into the meal, and if you eat these things as an appetizer, for sure that the benching will cover it. If there's going to be a clear, distinct gap, like, you know, let's say a person has like a kiddush and shul, even if they say they're staying for a simcha, so they'll be making kiddush and shul and eating the meal in the shul. But there's a clear, distinct gap in between. So then there's, but otherwise, if there's not a big gap in between, you should not say bracha. You know, sometimes, like, you know, right away they start. So one thing for sure, the Mishabur would clearly also feel strongly, person, even if not in the situation, the person goes to Kiddush on the shul. But his point is, as soon as Pasha beat Latayov, and the guy says, you know, he has Cholin, and then he has Kishka, and he has Kikongol, and he has, you know, the Hedering. He goes home, and he has Kiddush. You know, that's definitely, you know, that was wrong. You know, that the person should not have put himself in the situation when he says the kenish when he gets home. The point is the suda shabbos be l'tayyavin. So that's definitely going to be something a person should be careful about. Okay.
So,